係嘛？第五個係一個書面嘅問題嚟嘅，就係、是、關注區內回收商鋪阻礙行人車路同埋影響環境衞生嘅問題，請參閱文件302010號。咁咧就嗰封信咧就由阿李碧議員同埋阿李君議員兩個一齊合寫嘅。咁好唔好由兩位議員介紹講講個問題好冇？
多謝主席。其實呢份文件主要係針對近日喺區裏面有一啲回收商鋪嘅開業啦。咁特別係即係汕頭街有一間係好厲害到呢，係因為佢收得好雜啊，即係由廢鐵啊、紙啊，到金寶湯罐啊、豉油罐啊、一亦多樽啊，總之噏得出嘅嘢佢都會收。咁然之後呢，佢呢就係通宵營業嘅。咁裏面就有設置機啦。咁個問題就係佢間鋪其實唔大，咁佢唯有就係將啲嘢完全擺曬喺後巷同埋行人路同埋行車路。咁其實呢一間商鋪陣間可能你君兒補充下佢個區嗰啲問題啦。咁其實呢間商鋪其實開業咗講短短幾個月嘅啫，但我哋收到嘅投訴已經係多到咧成個包咁厚。咁我哋亦都就住呢個商鋪嗰個阻街嘅嗰個情況咧，喺區裏邊咧做咗一系列嘅問卷。咁其實居民都係有幾個問題嘅，一就係嗰間鋪頭通宵營業嗰個噪音嗰個滋擾嚇，第二就係佢哋回收咗嘅物品唔係即時處理，係會擺喺行人路甚至乎行車路後巷。先至慢慢先至去處理，到深宵咧就傾坑咁去處理。咁第三咧就收嗰啲全部都係垃圾嚟，佢哋咧就會天氣熱咧係好臭啊條街會嚇。咁其實我哋知道食環署同 police 都已經即係過往嗰一個月都好幫手咁做咗好多嘢，但好可惜就係問題我知道行人路就食環署已經做咗一啲工作啦，包括後巷，但係行車路咧其實我唔知道警方其實就住行車路可以點處理，因為啲雜物咧係多到咧，因為嗰度有停車場出口嘅，有大廈，啲車人哋話咧去機場咧，因為出唔到車而 miss 咗嗰班航班，因為啲垃圾頂住咗，即係嗰個情況係咁嚴重啦。咁但係我唔知道喺執法上已經其實我哋用好 soft， 我哋亦都同嗰個鋪頭嗰個老闆傾過，亦都用勸喻式咁同佢氹過，咁亦都落過去勸過。咁但係結果嘅成效係有嘅，但係始終個問題都存在咯。咁所以我想即係喺呢個會特別帶出，就係部門之間可能嗰個協作啊，或者係各個部門係咪可以各自都做翻多少少咧？對於啲咁嘅商鋪咧，可以加強去檢控咧，去減少對居民造成嗰個滋擾咯。多謝主席。
坤兒有冇嘢補充？
我諗就即係都係講返喺我自己區嗰、那個廢紙回收箱嗰個引致嘅一啲衛生滋擾問題。咁其實嗰、那個位置就係聯發街嚟嘅，咁就呢間嘅廢紙回收箱都存在咗都一段時間嘅，即係應該係超過，如果我知道係應該超過5年以上嘅時間。咁呢就長期嚟講呢都係有街坊呢即係反映返一個投訴俾返我哋，就係、是、嗰、那個第一兩個問題最主要係咁就係嗰、那個佢哋嘅一啲鐵籠啊，嗰啲回收籠咧，經常咧就擺咗喺馬路嘅，即係喺行人道對出，大概係7至8尺嘅位置。咁啊，長期每日咧都係即係係7-8個鐘頭咁擺咗喺度。咁但係即係呢個係其實壓住嗰個坐車路嘅一個問題。我希望今日即係警方能夠即係搞答我點解我哋都好少見到即係有警方嘅，即係有警察過去即係去做一個檢控或者做翻個即係血源啦。咁即係要求佢哋將呢啲回收籠擺翻落去嗰個鋪頭入邊。咁第二方面咧就係嗰啲紙碎咧，係佢哋真係主要係收紙同埋鐵罐嘅。咁紙碎嚟講咧，嗰、那個都經常係四散咗喺個行人路上。咁亦都令到咧嗰個行人路嗰個顏色咧都變到越嚟越黑嘅。咁咧就希望即係我要同阿總監講過，咁都做過一輪嘅清洗工作，但我好希望就即係能夠嘅持續啦，同埋即係加強個次數嚇呢方面。咁因為嗰、那個附近係民居、係食肆、係公園，照計個行人路就冇理由咁黑掹掹嘅，即係呢個係絕對唔能夠容許。咁希望即係反映翻喺今日喺呢個委員會入邊咧，作出一個即係詳細嘅討論。唔該曬，主席。
我就先不如俾警方答先啦，好嘛？因为交通嗰方面，
For the obstruction of the carriageway for the iron cages, we have a policy whereby, probably similar, I don't know exactly, to be honest with you, with the iron cages, but we have a policy with skips that we only actually take action if it's very serious obstruction and they are actually dangerous. Personally, this is the first time that I've heard about the obstruction of the carriageway causing a problem like this, which means that it's not come to my attention, and I'm in charge of the district traffic team, and I would have got these reports had they been serious, and they would have come across my desk. So we haven't actually had any complaints about this carriageway being obstructed, which leads me to believe, now I'll have to go back and have another look, so I'm not saying this 100%, but I'll have to go back and have a look and see exactly how much of the carriageway they're taking. It would appear from the information that I have that it wouldn't be that serious, or we would have been told about it and we would have been asked to take some action. Okay? But the policy is that we have, that we actually only take action against things obstructing the carriageway if they are serious obstructions and unless people complain. Now, if you are starting to complain, again, we would go back and have another look and see where it fits into our policies.
I would like to first respond to David's sure. Response. First of all, I have sent a complaint letter, I think probably at the beginning of this year, and reflecting the situation to the police. And secondly, I would like for you to define what means by the seriousness caused by, that a carriage obstructing, the road, because it should be used by cars, but not by the carriages. Okay, thank you.
It may well be that your letter went to the division and not to the district headquarters, in which case the divisional guys have been looking at it. I'll check when I go back to the office and follow up with you. The definition of serious obstruction is very subjective. I know for one, we get complaints all the time about personal issues. People are in their own area thinking this is very serious, etc. When we look at the whole district that we cover, we have to prioritise. So our serious obstruction is based, it'll have to be based basically on our professional knowledge. And when it comes to carriageway obstruction, it depends on what kind of road it's on. Is it a major road? Is it a through road? If it's one that's blocked and it wouldn't make any difference to the traffic flow in the district, it wouldn't be considered a serious obstruction. So again, if it was Hennessy Road, Gloucester Road, all those kind of thoroughfares that if it was blocked, traffic would come to a standstill on Hong Kong Island. They're our priority, and we go down the list that way. So a lot of our roads, we have red roads, white roads, then we have minor roads, and we target them based on the traffic flow and how it would be affected if they were obstructed. So what's serious obstruction? My serious obstruction would be
don't
different from your serious obstruction.
I agree with your answer.
That's what I say.
So if the school bus come by, they have to stop by now in the middle of the street, but not on the side of the street, and because of the obstruction by the carriages. So I think it's not suitably used by the cars. We should not encourage the policemen to use the common area on the side of the street, to do their own business, right? So I hope you have give me a more reasonable answer.
Well, I can't be more reasonable than we have to use our professional judgment. I'm not in the business to stop businesses. I'm not in the business to look at everybody's complaint and fix them. I can't. I don't have the manpower. So that's why we have to prioritise. And that's why we say that when it comes to carriageway obstruction, we have to look at the main roads first and then work our way down. I have a list of complaint files of minor roads that, to be honest with you, I just cannot afford the manpower to go and have a look at. Because at the end of the day, if they are obstructed, if the traffic stops in that area, everything else flows. And if I have the time, I will go to it. So my serious obstruction will never match with your serious obstruction. And your important locations will never match with my important locations. But unfortunately, I have priorities. And I will go back and have a look at that one, okay, as you brought it to our
attention. 暫時是不多少，我會跟進個問題。唔該曬。
我諗，或者 我想 clarify 少少嘢咧，嗰條路咧就係一條骨頭路嚟嘅，唔係。
是一个 minor road 来的，但是这个是两头是可以通的，又说大陆都可以转入去的，你发觉。
哦，大陆都转得，哦 ,ok, 咁得。因为基本上呢是不是没有人投诉呢，即是我比 surprise 就是除了议员之外，
主席我都想问一下，如果我继续去投诉多一点，是不是会都会做多一点东西呢，我都想问一下。
我就觉得奇因为你们投诉好奇。唔奇啊，但系即系其他啲车塞咗，冇理由冇人投诉嘅，系咯 ？OK， 阿 Peggy 讲过。
It's very surprising that the police, I mean David, you have no idea about all the complaints. Because from my knowledge, my residents has been calling police 999.In midnight, in afternoon, they even blocking the road that the car cannot come up from the car park, and they miss the flight to the airport.
Okay. What happens when they call 999 and the divisional police officers will go? It doesn't necessarily, it is not then necessarily brought to my attention in charge of the district traffic team. Okay, so what it will be is the police officer on duty in the division will go, clear the obstruction if possible, they'll go back to normal, and then they will resume. It's not then brought to my attention. So it's not a long-standing problem. It's not a problem that would cause people to write regularly to us and complain. It's a one-off 999 call for this one.
So what I have to do is to ask someone to write to you all the time, and then you work on that.
If it's serious obstruction, yes.
If you actually
write to us, or phone us and tell me, as the person in charge of the district traffic team, then we'll definitely have a look. But I cannot promise you that it will be high on my priority list. I'll hopefully be able to explain it to you then. And we could actually meet on site, but can I tell you exactly what we can and cannot do, and what I will and will not do, to a certain extent. I know it's not a brilliant answer, but sorry.
Okay. Settle the police 嗰單未先，因為咧呢，我覺得整個 issue 咧係好多個方面嘅問題噶。咁我不如俾環保講先好唔好啊？因為佢講個噪音係聲嘅噪音，因為佢馬都開工。
多謝主席。關於李碧如議員關於汕頭街嗰個收報，其實李碧如議員都將個投訴俾我哋噶啦。咁亦都我有同事同阿李議員去過個西度睇過嘅。咁基本上嗰個回收鋪正如李議員所講啦，就主要兩個問題啦，一個就係噪音，一個就係氣味嘅問題。咁從嗰個環保法例嚟改咧，就即係喺氣味嘅問題嚟講咧，就我哋可以喺兩個地方可以做評估嘅。一個在個街道做評估，一個就要在個居民道做評估。咁其實但係呢兩笪地方做評估呢其實有個分別嘅。就因為呢如果我哋做街道評估嘅時候呢，我哋就以一個行人嘅身份去評估嘅。咁所以嚟講呢就係話我哋譬如去睇嘅時候啦，咁可能會聞到少少味嘅，即係喺街道。咁但係因為我哋係從個行人嘅角度去睇啦，咁所以嚟講呢，我哋覺得嗰個滋擾性嚟講呢未導致到呢係根據嘅法例呢係可以採取進一步行動嘅。咁所以嚟講呢，如果我哋能夠喺個居民去到做評估嘅話呢，咁可能係有機會會即係可能係即係可能係會好咗定差咗啦，因為可能喺居民上面呢嗰個氣味有可能又散咗啦。但是因為在個居民的角度呢，個居民是長期在個屋企裏面的。咁所以在我哋嚟講可能嗰個氣味嗰個標準呢係會降返嘅。咁所以嚟講呢我哋但係就因為呢咁耐以嚟呢就暫時我哋都未搵到一啲嘅居民嘅住所呢可以做到個評估嘅。咁所以呢就喺個方面嗰個氣味嗰度呢我哋暫時都唔知道就係話到底即係喺街道我哋睇過㗎啦，咁我哋就未成立到嘅。但係喺個居民嘅角度呢我哋就未評估到。咁另外呢就關於噪音嘅問題呢其實都好多回收鋪即係好經常會有呢個問題㗎啦。咁而噪音問題呢可以分開兩個情況嘅。一個呢就係喺佢通常喺啲回收鋪嘅出面喺條街道或者行人路呢去做啲上落貨。咁有時掟啲鐵呀咁都會好嘈嘅。咁而另外一樣呢就係話佢會係喺嗰個回收鋪裏面嘅發出噪音。例如而家喺呢個汕頭街嗰度呢佢哋就會有一個壓紙機啦， 同埋一個發電機咧，係會發出個噪音嘅。咁但係一個法例嚟講咧，其實係完全一個唔同嘅管制嚟嘅。如果係喺店鋪裏面收發出個噪音咧，我哋係需要咧係去到嗰個居民嘅屋企咧，係進行呢個噪音量度嘅。咁咧就喺佢已經有一個標準噶啦，即係話喺有日間嘅標準同埋有夜間嘅標準。當然夜間嘅標準就會嚴格啲啦。咁所以嚟講咧就可以咧係進行即係去居民度，我哋可以進行執法嘅。咁而喺街度如果喺街度發出噪音咧，即係其實就等同即係平時喺街度有唔同嘅活動嘅，譬如上落貨啦。咁其實回收店嘅上落貨同普通嘅上落貨可能亦都有少少分別嘅。普通嘅上落貨咧，就係一個好短嘅時間嚟嘅，即係通常即係上完落貨就走咗去噶啦。咁而家呢個回收店，如果佢喺夜晚都繼續持續上落貨嘅時候咧，可能個情況有少少唔同噶啦。咁就但係根據個法例咧，要喺呢個公眾地方發出個噪音咧，我哋就冇一個噪音標準嘅。即係頭先我所講，如果係喺室即係喺個鋪頭裏面呢就有個標準，譬如話係65分貝或者55分貝有個標準嘅。但喺街外呢就冇㗎啦。我哋係純粹呢就只能夠呢係會喺嗰個居民度呢個屋企呢就睇睇佢會唔會造成呢個滋擾。咁所以嚟講呢就喺日間，即係喺日間呢，即係話可能11點前啊朝頭早7點之後呢，就喺嗰、那個噪音方面呢就通常都未必會界定到呢去造成一個滋擾嘅。但係如果佢超過咗11點而係真係好持續性喺嗰度發出噪音嘅時候呢，其實可能呢即係有機會已經係違反咗呢、這個即係噪音管制條例嘅要求㗎啦。咁但係呢亦都因為我哋有個分工嘅問題啦，即係而家暫時有個分工嘅問題啦。咁喺公眾地方發出嘅噪音呢，我哋即係主要呢我哋就會即係依賴呢個警方去負責執法嘅。咁而我哋呢亦都會嘗試呢係盡量去做一啲嘅勸喻嘅工作，即係我哋會做一個勸喻嘅工作。就呢間鋪頭，如果我記憶所及呢，就話之前呢曾經做過勸喻工作嘅，佢哋根據某一啲投訴人咧，就講咗佢好咗一排嘅。不過咧，就跟住就變本加厲啦，即係好似就係越做越夜添。咁好似話而家基本上好似彎咗曲，即係24小時都運作嘅。咁所以就喺我哋嚟講咧，就我哋如果要繼續進行執法嘅話咧，即係無論喺呢個氣味或者噪音咧，我哋都需要咧係有個投訴人可以讓我哋去進入佢個屋企進行評估咧，我哋至可以繼續進行嗰、那個那個執法工作嘅。多謝主席。
Peggy 唔該。
多謝主席。其實頭先阿多秋拉都講到其實即係我相信我哋嗰條街個情況你都知得幾清楚啦。咁其實環保署我都已經盡量揾緊一啲住户咧去俾佢哋做一個測試，但係好奈何咧，就啲住户都反映就係、是。叫親佢哋嚟咧，都度唔到聲或者度唔到噪音咁樣，咁其實有個實際上運作上嘅困難。咁但係，與其大家都知道呢間鋪頭其實係24或者就算唔好話24啊，好似講得 too much 咁樣，可能講到凌晨三四點啊。咁其實環保署都知，其實會唔會都可以已經做咗啲功夫，就係、是、有啲勸喻信俾佢，叫佢即係注意下個營業時間唔好製造啲噪音影響到咧。咁其實你講話行街，即係嗰個味道好因人而異嘅啫。你哋同事覺得唔臭，但可能有啲居民我行過行人少少味，我覺得臭。咁其實呢個又好主觀性嘅。咁我覺得係咪真係乜都做唔到？係咪一定要真係除咗呢個測試之外，一啲勸喻，除咗口頭或者書面嘅勸喻，係咪都做唔到咧？就住呢個個案嚇，多謝主席。
宋主席，
大家講曬先講嘛。咁其實今日好嘅，將個問題咧就擺喺我哋呢、這個食物環境衞生委員會討論，因為呢個問題已經。如果以聯發街為例咧，其實已經糾纏咗好多年嘅，有一段時間收斂咗，有時又一直咁惡劣。咁而家就更發展到去汕頭街又新開一間啦。咁而家其實你會睇到咧，呢啲滋擾咧係要進行執法咧，係分別係跨部門嘅，好多部門都牽涉在內嘅。 咁嘅情況底下咧，我就建議咧，嗱講實句話，今日傾完咧，咁就大家就得個支持啦，部門咪翻去做嘢啦咁樣。其實我覺得呢啲係要打持久戰嘅，即係等於我哋睇翻會議記錄啦。咁阿蕭醫生最關注嗰、那個律敦治嗰個鋪頭特章嘅問題。咁係要打持久戰嘅。呢個問題亦都分上咗去我哋地區管理委員會。當然我唔係每一樣嘢都要上去地區管理委員會，但係牽涉到跨部門執法咧。講實話，你逐個部門講咧，就各個部門咧都未必一齊會同時去關注呢件事。如果係要跨部門執法咧，就要協調一個時間一齊去做。咁呢啲叫你要俾一定嘅壓力嗰、那個經營者咧。佢先有收斂嘅，如果唔係佢講得一佢俗啲嘅，佢唔識死啊嘛。當大家知道各個部門都一齊執法嗰陣時，佢點都要收斂一啲啦，係嘛？所以我建議蕭醫生咧，係咪可以除咗律敦治嗰單嘢你上咗地區委員會之外咧，呢單回收商構成嘅滋擾，而家起碼響修頓同埋呢個大跑兩個選區咧，都出現咗一啲咁嘅情況。其實嗰個兩個區嘅情況，個環境係類似嘅。咁響嗰度可能係有利於佢經營嘅方法，但係經營唔緊要，不過唔好滋擾民。所以我係咪建議蕭生將呢個問題擺上地區嘅委員會，將佢列入去一個唔好當單獨一個講話。是一個問題，整個問題跟進不可能好啲。多謝主席。
我想問一問劉博士少少嘢，就係關於即係頭先我話而家都睇到你頭先都講咗話，好多啲回收嘅店咧都有同一個問題，其實就唔係淨係頭先我哋講呢間，咁就係噪音啊頭先嗰啲。咁香港上而家有冇法例係喺呢啲回收店係有冇特別嘅條件先開得咧？咁如果唔係越開越多，咁個個都開一間，咁你就啲投訴，其實每一間回收店我相信都有人投訴嘅。但是似乎咧，即係唔係話一兩個封信就解決得到個問題啦？即係阿朱先生講咗係一個比較大嘅問題。咁法例上有冇話呢啲要比較特殊嘅鋪頭係要攞啲咩規矩嘅咧？係啦，即係比如你知道而家殯儀館就一定唔可以隨便你話上邊度開開㗎啦。咁即係呢啲係政府可能即係要考慮呢一點。我唔知道有冇啲法例喺呢度。
多謝主席。或者咁睇咧，因為環保嘅法例咧，就其實喺我哋嚟講咧，就唔盡量唔會嘗試咧，係去分開唔同嘅行業嘅。因為點解咧？就話譬如講噪音啦，其實理論上咧，就無論你咩行業去發出都好啦，其實理論上我哋嘅標準係得，即係應該要一樣嘅，即係唔應該有一種行業就係話你要靜啲，另外一種行業咧就可以嘈啲。咁所以嚟講咧，就回收嚟講咧，其實我係當等同係普通嘅一啲嘅工業嘅活動嚟嘅啫，即係等於呢個酒樓餐廳嘅呢個通風系統啊，或者係即係一啲嘅商業樓宇酒樓嗰啲噪音啊，係即係都一樣咁睇嘅。咁所以簡單嚟講就係我哋係冇分嘅。即係唔會話特別話，因為因應回收就有另外一個嘅管制。即係譬如頭先講個 case 嚟講，就話只要如果嗰個回收店去嗱，即係其實頭先我想或者係再講得多少少啦，就話我頭先講咗一個公眾地方同埋鋪裏邊發出噪音唔同嘅管法。咁其實點解會係咁樣咧？就因為如果佢係喺嗰個鋪頭裏面發出嘅噪音咧，其實只係等同一個商業或者工業裏面一個運作嚟嘅啫，咁所以咧，我哋就有一個標準喺度嘅。咁嗰個標準咧，其實就第一，我想強調一樣嘢就係話，唔代表冇聲嘅。就算去到夜晚咧，去到我哋講55分貝咧，其實可能對啲居民嚟講咧，佢都可能會相對聽到，即係即係會嗰個噪音量都可能係有一定嘅。咁但係頭先講個公眾地方呢，就點解會有少少唔同呢？就係話理論上從嗰個合理性去睇嘅，即係話我哋覺得如果即係嗰個滋擾，即係話你理論上喺條街度點解要即係夜媽媽仲要喺度牙住條街去做你一啲咁嘅運作呢？ 咁所以喺嗰方面咧，就從嗰個滋擾性去睇啦，就唔會係從嗰個標準性去睇。咁另外我想回應翻阿李議員頭先所講啦，我哋冇問題嘅，即係話如果我哋可以出一啲嘅我哋所講嘅勸喻信啦，咁嗰個冇問題嘅。即係頭先我只係解釋就係話，因為我哋喺執法嗰度咧，我哋俾嗰個法例框住咗我哋嘅，咁所以咧我哋嗰邊就變咗，即係一定要要有居民容許我哋去做評估，我哋只可以根據個法例繼續再做落去嘅。多謝主席。
我想找食環署啦，因為有兩個問題關乎食環署嘅，就係嗰個店鋪霸佔工地啊，同埋咧就係個清潔衞生。咁呢兩段咧就睇下，因為其實霸佔工地應該差唔多廣播噶啦，即係我哋唔好話特別話呢間係回收廠，所以特別different 啦。咁但係即係有咩可以做得到咧？
是，多謝主席。咁其實喺呢個回收店一路我哋都係同李議員緊密去跟進嘅。咁同居民開會啦，咁各個部門落去下面去一齊去處理，咁我哋都係參與其中嘅。咁喺個幾月之前或者甚至兩個月之前去到今日呢，其實我哋做緊嘅嘢呢，或者我哋將來亦都會做嘅嘢呢，就話而家條巷呢後面呢已經係阿星即係嗰個回收店後面嗰度呢已經清理咗㗎啦。咁佢亦都好少擺貨，因為原本就即係冇位行嘅。咁當然亦都係有一啲鼠患嘅問題，我哋都會接到有啲投訴。咁喺嗰度滅鼠嘅工作啦，咁同埋嗰個後巷嘅清理啦，同埋嗰個鋪頭前面嘅行人路啦，咁喺之前同而家比較呢已經大有改善。咁我哋而家做緊恆常嘅工作呢，就話我哋每個禮拜六我哋都會去清洗條後巷嘅。咁禮拜日咁我哋都會係清洗整條街道啦。咁我哋唔係淨係清理嗰個回收店鋪嗰個門口嘅，咁我哋成條街都會洗。咁而禮拜日亦都會轉條後入個巷度再睇一睇有冇一啲不潔嘅地方，咁星期日會再去洗一洗條巷嘅。咁嚟緊我哋一路都會 keep 住咁嘅頻密嘅程度去洗街，有需要我哋會再加。咁嚟緊我哋都會響嗰個清掃啦，響睇住呢個回收店有冇再擴張返去後巷嗰度，我哋都會緊密睇住嘅。多謝主席。
Vicky。
即係主席，我同意大主席講話將呢個issue 擺上即係嗰個地區管理委員會，因為其實呢樣嘢同佢打遊擊戰係冇用，即係你去完之後你走咗，佢又擺翻出嚟，所以我覺得係要持久地咧係有個委員會咧去做一個跟進，因為即係而且個 up 得出嘅部門，甚至乎我哋消防落過去，消防啦、勞工處啦、police 啦、食環署啦、環保處啦、機電工程處啦。讲得出嘅处，我哋基本上都要 involve 落去，大家要系齐心去做咧。民政处啦，系啦。咁如果唔系咧，真系，因为我知道佢已经系租约系四年，咁呢四年我估计嗰条街都，如果我哋真系冇个决心去做好佢，嗰条街嘅居民咧，我谂起哄咁滞嘅，即系我谂包括联发街，因为嗰条佢哋就睇准嗰啲街咧系夜晚黑少车少人，但系呢样嘢正正就系嗰个死穴位，就系因为少人，所以就一嘈咧就好嘈。咁你小車一好出一你一傾一聲就滋擾得好犀利嘅，咁所以個問題會點解嗰個反響咁大，咁希望主席都可以將呢個咁嘅議題可以擺上地區管理委員會去持續咁跟進，多謝主席。
咁我哋個即係總結都係話做一個持久戰啊，咁亦都將佢擺高嘅層次去跟進呢個問題。但就似乎咧，都系要我谂要多啲人去投訴，咁佢哋就即系因為呢樣嘢，即系你要嘈先，有得不停咁做嘢。好啦，咁我哋進入下一個議程啦，下一個議程。